Greg Tucker here with this latest edition of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Well, it's that time of year again, and we're right in the middle of the annual enrollment period for health insurance coverage here in the United States under the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. To be honest, there's a great deal of uncertainty given the discussion in the recently completed presidential campaign. Nonetheless, this is the law of the land. This is the health care program and coverage for millions and millions of Americans across the United States. Hector De La Torre is the executive director, of course, of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies and is here to tell us what we need to know. Hector, let's jump right into it. How does it work and what do people need to do?
The most important thing right now is that open enrollment has begun. It started on November 1st and will run through January 31st of 2017 for coverage throughout next year.
So people need to do something. They need to enroll, otherwise face some consequences. What are those consequences and what should people be mindful of?
If you are not enrolled by January 31st and you can afford health insurance according to a federal formula, you must pay a tax penalty called the Individual Shared Responsibility Payment. The tax penalty, which we've talked about previously on the show, is calculated two different ways, per person or as a percentage of your household income. For 2016, the amounts were $695 per adult and $347.50 per child under 18, up to a maximum of $2,085, or 2.5% of household income above the non-filer amount. You pay whichever is higher. So most people hear the $695 and they think, okay, I can do that. But that's not the case. It's whichever is higher. So for most people, 2.5% of household income is higher.
Right. For those who are insured, what are the key things to keep in mind during the open enrollment period?
Well, open enrollment is a time to comparison shop and also to consider any changes that have been made to your health plans. And again, open enrollment is not just in the exchanges. It's also most employers have open enrollment periods, and they tend to be in the fall. For example, individuals should look at costs of copays and deductibles for 2017. Don't assume that they're going to carry over. Check to make sure their preferred provider, their doctor, is still in network so that they don't have to pay extra just to go see their regular doctor. And that any specific medications that you take are covered in the insurance formulary. This is the list of all the prescription drugs that an insurance company will cover. Again, if it's not on that list, you will end up paying more or all of the cost of that prescription drug.
In addition to the exchange plan options, what should individuals that are turning 65 know about Medicare open enrollment?
It began on October 15th and ends December 7th of 2016. This is every year. During open enrollment, current Medicare recipients can switch plans or add benefits. If you are new to Medicare, the window to enroll is 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of your birthday, and 3 months after. So there's a 7-month window for you to sign up. If you miss your initial open enrollment period, you will pay a penalty to Medicare for the rest of your life.
So if you are 65, you're about to be 65, or just turned 65, sign up. Hector, thanks as always. There are terrific resources there on the Transamerica Institute website and at the Health Center in particular. So go to transamericainstitute.org, click on the Center for Health Studies, and there you can find the 2016 Medicare Guide and other resources. So take advantage of these free, easy-to-access guides to get the most out of your healthcare options. That's all we have time for here on ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.